You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Grantsburg man has been sentenced to life in prison in connection to a 2023 homicide in Burnett County. According to court documents, David Edeburn Jr. was accused of stabbing and killing Brittany Holland of Siren in September of 2023. He reportedly called law enforcement authorities following the stabbing to have four children removed from the property and told them that he had killed Holland. Authorities later arrested him at his Grantsburg residence. Edeburn Jr. entered a no-contest plea to charges of first-degree intentional homicide last year. At their meeting last week, the Hayward School Board expressed support for hiring a second school resource officer next year. School board officials say the hiring of a second officer had been put on hold by Mayor Gary Gillis until the board had voted on supporting the addition. A majority of board members expressed their support for the measure last week, but an official vote won't be taken until their June 16th meeting. Some board members warned of possible instability with future funding, which could be exacerbated by adding the second position. One of the multi-state lawsuits joined by Wisconsin against actions taken by the Trump administration has resulted in the temporary block of cuts to AmeriCorps. On Thursday, a federal judge ruled the Trump administration must restore hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and reinstate agency service workers. Wisconsin receives nearly $400 million in funding for AmeriCorps programs like Serve Wisconsin. Those programs provide things like literacy and math tutors for kids, addiction services, and support for unhoused youth. The Rice Lake Plan Commission has approved a plan for a new self-storage facility on the south side of the city. The storage facility was proposed by Menards, which has been pursuing the plans for the last couple of years. Plan Commission officials had previously expressed concerns over emergency access, but Barron County has since agreed to add an access point off Highway O exclusively for emergency vehicles. The main access point for residents would be along Wisconsin Avenue. The facility will feature 245 self-storage units. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be on the lookout for black bears at this time of year. According to DNR officials, bears begin their mating season in June and mothers begin to turn their cubs away to keep them safe from male bears. Without being able to rely on their mothers, those cubs will begin looking for other food sources. Residents should be aware that bear cubs could start wandering into their neighborhoods looking for things like bird feeders, pet food that has been left outside, or even grills that haven't been cleaned. The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has three offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. Due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services, like balloon launches. The cuts come as Wisconsin sees more tornadoes than usual, having already nearly hit the average of 23 that the state sees in a year. The Barron Area School District is among 25 districts across the state to receive a grant funding award through the Marshfield Clinic Center for Community Health Advancement. According to organization officials, the grant funding was provided through the Social Emotional Learning Life Tools Program. The goal of the initiative is to help students build emotional and social skills that help them thrive inside and outside of the classroom. The program includes an 8-week course taking place after school hours with a school counselor, social worker, or professional counselor. The first of two people charged in relation to a Sawyer County standoff involving firearms and explosives has been sentenced to prison. 40-year-old Zachary Horan and 47-year-old Michael Aaron Colalillo Sr. faced multiple charges in relation to the January incident. According to court documents, the incident began when Colalillo Sr. and the victim at the Sawyer County residence got into a physical altercation during a disagreement about security cameras. Horan was previously convicted, and the charges against Colalillo Sr. are still proceeding. The Wisconsin State Patrol says they handed out over 1,300 citations during their Click It or Ticket campaign around Memorial Day weekend. According to a press release, the special enforcement campaign ran from May 19th to June 1st. The campaign was meant to encourage residents to wear their seatbelts when they're driving to avoid more significant injuries in the event of a crash during a busy travel season. Even though the special enforcement campaign is over, the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that they will still enforce seatbelt laws. On Thursday, the United States Supreme Court ruled that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin does not need to pay state unemployment taxes. The unanimous decision found that the state violated the Catholic Charity Bureau's religious freedom guarantee under the First Amendment. Wisconsin argued the organization did not qualify for a tax exemption because their day-to-day work does not involve religious teachings, and a large portion of their funding comes from public sources. The organization argued their disability services are motivated by religious beliefs. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers released Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run, Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Billy Joel has been famous for decades, but the fame came with a price. The first part of a new documentary just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival about Joel's life called Billy Joel and So It Goes. The documentary is chock full of salacious details about his life, like the fact that Joel attempted suicide twice after having an affair with his best friend's wife. In the 1960s, Joel was in a band called Attila with his best friend John Small and moved in with Small, his wife Elizabeth, and their son. Joel said the relationship with Small's wife Elizabeth was a slow courtship, but eventually he had to tell his friend that he was in love with his wife. The friend was not happy and punched Joel in the face and sent him looking for a new place to live. Joel ended up connecting with Elizabeth a few years later and marrying her. The marriage lasted from 1973 to 1982. All great couples have an interesting story about how they met. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National CineMedia. With commercials, the Dolby surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pearce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spin-off of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thundershowers possible today and a high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower, thundershower possible, low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.